Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court, Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1712, visible translated text is as follows. After he had pretended to talk over the phone that the detective chief said that wasn't the only case that they had against me, that they had me also for perjury in the Fagan case. Kelly said the chief of detectives said to keep me there till he came. Then both Kelly and Terry commenced talking to me, and they pretended to wait for the chief of detectives. After a while, somebody came in that they said was the chief of detectives. He didn't have any uniform. The best description I can give of this man who pretended to be the chief of detectives is as follows. He was a tall man, about like Mr. Pat Campbell, whose beard came down to a sharp point and whose mustache was clipped off short. All three of them then began to talk to me about the Frank case and what I had sworn on the Frank case. All three of them told me I had sworn a lie and had to come up and tell the truth or go to jail. I said I had told the truth about it. He said no, I had not told the truth, and if I did not tell the truth about it, I would go to jail. I said, I told the truth and that is all I know. He said, you know you never came to town with Mary Fagan on the car. He said, you know that Black put you up to this and we are going to make it hot for him. He rung a bell downstairs and they brought writing paper and a pencil and the chief of detectives commenced writing and wrote three pages and then read them over to me. He commenced talking to me and told me I was going to have to say this and if I didn't stick to it, I would have to come back to Birmingham and serve a sentence there. About this time, he said he had to go home and get his breakfast, that he would see me after break fast and bring a stenographer. This was in November 1913. I got to Birmingham about 3 o'clock in the morning and they kept talking to me and did not let me go to sleep all night. Terry then took me out to get something to eat and told me to go ahead and stick to this story. He was going to take me to New Orleans and they could not bother me after I got out of Birmingham. He took me on down and got me something to eat and brought me back up to the Birmingham Hotel. This time, the chief of detectives brought a man, a stenographer, with him. I didn't say anything, but the chief told me to listen, that I was going to have to say that. He said he was going to have it copied.